Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
On June 3rd, as streets filled up with protesters from Brooklyn to the Bronx, a beloved New York City summer tradition was taking place, but this time at home. Over 24 people turned on their computers and sat down to read Shakespeare.
Richard II by William Shakespeare. Episode 1, Act 1, Scene 1.
It felt tense.
It was a mix of incredible excitement and also
emotionally raw.
Should we be engaging in something that some dead old white guy wrote 400 years ago?
It's true. It's a choice. Shakespeare is always a choice, but I still love him.
I actually love Richard II.
For me, it's Shakespeare at his best.
It's complex. It's messy.
The play begins in the wake of a murder.
A deep crime has been committed.
It's a battle for control and power. And who gets to wear the crown?
How is this play relevant to today?
There is a man who is killed in the play, and it sets off a chain of events. Like, people are angry because of the death. People want action. We're in a moment that is very similar.
We're no longer acting. We're now living.
What does it mean to shuffle off an old system?
The play, in one word, is about revolution.
I'm Vincent Cunningham, staff writer at The New Yorker. Over 4 episodes, we'll listen together to Richard II, directed by Saheem Ali and performed by some of the best Shakespearean actors in the country. We'll hear about why it's such an important play to be listening to and talking about right now.
Not all the water in the rough, rude sea can wash the balm off from an anointed king. The breath of worldly men cannot depose the deputy elected by the Lord. For every man that Bolingbroke hath pressed to lift shrewd steel against our golden crown, God, for his Richard, hath in heavenly pay a glorious angel.
This is Free Shakespeare on the Radio, presented by WNYC in collaboration with the Public Theater, coming July 13th.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.